proclamation number 6598 dated the July 18th, 1956. Beat it youth or a new banishment depends on free will. Whatever you may desire on earth, your wishes shall be granted. For you will receive whatever you desire once your life on earth is over. If you desired spiritual possessions, the spiritual kingdom will provide them to you in abundance. If earthly commodities had been your wish, then the earth will accommodate you again. The matter you aspired to will become your cover once more as it had been an incredibly long time ago. But you will always have created the fate yourselves which is granted to you after your passing away. If, however, the grace is bestowed upon you to be recalled before the end of this earth, then a short time will still be granted to you during which you can still discard earthly desires, during which spiritual wealth is offered to you once again which you need only seize in order to take possession of it for the sake of your salvation. Yet once again it depends on your free will whether you still make use of these final blessings or let them pass you by unused in order to then be embodied into earthly creations once more because you asked for it. But you can only be blissfully happy in possession of spiritual wealth. This is my constant admonition and call for caution which applies to all people as long as they still live on earth. You will all have to bear the consequences of your earthly life, for it is the law of divine order which cannot be revoked by my love and I cannot, for the sake of grace, bestow beatitudes upon those who live their lives on earth contrary to my will, contrary to my eternal order, who are merely the servants of the world and therefore deprive themselves of the expectation of a blissful spiritual kingdom. As long as this earth continues to exist, my flow of divine grace is still open both on earth as well as in the beyond, and all wrongly thinking and living souls will be offered blessings but they shall all keep their free will. However, as yet there is still the possibility of a change of will. All those who are misguided, be it on earth or in the beyond, still receive kind-hearted advice to consider their actual task. As yet the spiritual world eagerly endeavors to gain access to people's thoughts on earth, just as beings of light approach the souls on the other side, and they all only strive to direct their thoughts correctly. To turn their eyes towards me and to awaken a desire for light in them, so that they will not walk past the fountain of grace where it opens itself, from which they can draw to benefit their souls. But even this time of grace will come to an end and then the day will come without fail when every soul receives what it desires. And anyone who never paid attention to spiritual wealth will be left empty-handed and will have to accept a dreadful fate. Then the period of salvation will have come to an end, then an infinitely long night will start for the souls whose will was wrongly directed. But inconceivable bliss will be granted to those who made an effort to reach me and learned to despise earthly commodities. The kingdom of the beyond, however, will likewise be only a kingdom of bliss, for all wretched souls will have to go through the excruciatingly painful process of development again, but only in order to one day attain the freedom again which they had misused in this earthly life. Sooner or later all beings will be able to make a free decision again and it will depend on them whether they prolong their time of agony or enter into beatitude again within a short time. But all receive help to reach the goal, for I pour out my blessings without limitation, and anyone who makes use of the blessing will be relieved from all adversity and pain. Amen.